Hello, friends, and welcome to the Coastline Baptist Church podcast. We hope this message will equip, encourage, and edify you in your journey of life. We'd love to connect with you. Please email us at info@coastlinecc.org. And for more information about our church and our services, visit coastlinecc.org. Now let's open our hearts and open God's Word. I will never know what it's like to be a mom. And that's okay with me. I do know, though, that there's something sacred about the role of a mother. It's more than a job, it's a calling, really. In every season of life, mothers reflect the character of God through their nurturing, through their teaching, through the sacrifices that they make, through their unconditional love for their children. And while society often overlooks the spiritual weight of motherhood, God does not. And today we'll honor the mothers today by looking at three women in the Bible whose heart modeled the qualities of a godly mother. It's Hannah, Jochebed, and Mary. And each one of them faced unique challenges, and each one demonstrated a different aspect of God's heart and God's desires for mothers. So I want to help you today. We want to honor our mothers. We want to help our mothers today. So we'll look at the scriptures. Before we do, though, let's pray and ask God to bless. We'll jump into the first point. Father God, we love you. We thank you. We ask you again to bless the moms in the room. Thank you for them. Bless our kids' class right now as well. Bless our teachers that are in there. And Lord, thank you for being so good and faithful to us. We love you. In your precious name we pray. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 1, and I'll read the scriptures here, talks about a woman named Hannah. And Hannah, the first point is this: Hannah was a godly mother that prays with purpose. A godly mother prays with purpose. 1 Samuel 1:10 says, "And she, Hannah, was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid, and will give unto thine handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life." I preached a sermon on Hannah just a few weeks ago, earlier this year. And you might remember the story. If not, though, Hannah in the Old Testament here in 1 Samuel was a woman who was, the word in the scriptures is barren. She was unable to have children, and it broke her heart. And in that culture back there in the Old Testament, childlessness was seen as a disgrace. Back then. And her husband, again, not back then was much different. God never put his approval on polygamy ever in the scriptures, but back in the Old Testament, they did practice, but they had more than one wife. God never said it was okay, and the scriptures actually say against that. But in the Old Testament here, Hannah was one of another wife, and her husband's other wife mocked her constantly because of her barrenness. But Hannah did not lash out at anybody. In fact, she went to God instead. She took her broken heart to God. Her prayer to God was not selfish. It was spiritual. She promised to give her son, if God would give her a son, if God would bless her with a child, she said, "I will give him back to you, Lord." And we know in the scriptures that that's just what happened. A godly mother prays not just for her children's successes, although you might. But a godly mother prays also for her children to surrender their lives to God. And for her children to follow after Jesus Christ. One of the best prayers you can pray for your child is that they would live their life for God. Prayer is the foundation, and this is for just for dads too. Prayer is the foundation of a godly home. My mother, I mentioned her already. My mom, I know for a fact, I can tell you all throughout my childhood, whether I was living downstairs in my room downstairs or when I was younger living upstairs, anytime I would knock on my parents' room in the morning before school or during the summer or whenever, and my mom was still in her room and I'd knock and she said I'd come in, she was always sitting up in her bed with the blankets, with her Bible, with a devotional. And I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that my mom prayed for me, I would say almost every day of my life, even still at 35, she'll say, hey, I prayed for you today. I know my mom has prayed for me. And I can look back on the blessings of God in my life, his direction in my life, his leading in my life. And yes, others prayed for me as well. I pray and ask God for his leading. But I know that God's blessing and leading in my life is as a direct result of a mother's prayer for her son. Hallelujah for that. Prayer is the foundation of a godly home. Moms, your whispered prayers in the quiet of the night echo through eternity. Whether they are 6 months old or 35 years old, your prayers matter. And you say, well, I've been praying for so long and it doesn't seem to be working. Keep on praying. Keep on praying. Praying. When Samuel was born, this was the child that Hannah had prayed for in 1 Samuel, and the book was obviously written after him. Hannah kept her promise. She didn't cling to him. After she had longed for a child for so long, it would seem, according to human nature, that once God answered her prayer, she'd be like, well, now I have a kid. Now I have a child. I don't want to give him up. But no, willingly she gave her son and committed him back to God's house. And it says that she visited him yearly, and she brought him a coat. The scriptures say that she brought him a coat, and that was symbolic of her love and her continued prayers for her son. Your prayers matter, Mom. Your prayers matter. Susanna Wesley, this is a mother of 19 children from back in the day. 19 children. Anybody want 19 children, moms? Nope. You say, I'm done after three or four. 19. It was a different time back then, wasn't it? By the way, my grandfather was actually one of 20 kids. Yeah, wow is right. I mean, I think they all started with the same letter, too. You should hear him quote them. You know, it's pretty wild. I saw the picture once. I'm like, man. And that mother looked tired, my friend. But Susanna Wesley was a mother of 19 children, and she dedicated time to God every single day, even in the chaos. The stories say that even often she'd pull her apron over her head, signaling to her children, Mama is praying. Two of her sons were John and Charles Wesley, two of the greatest men of faith in the past that sparked revival all across England. What was her secret? It was prayer. She prayed. She made time every day. And guess what, church? I know Susanna Wesley probably didn't have an iPhone, right? No Facebook back then, okay? I know life, it seems to get busier and busier. And as the years go by in society, we have so much more to keep us busy. So many more, I guess the word is distractions in our lives. So much going on, whether it's a need to keep up with everybody else or just keep up what's going on social media, or you're going to this practice and then you're going here and then you're going to this appointment. I understand, and I know you know what that feels like, but we must be dedicating time for God each day. Yes, you need it, but your kids need it. Your children need you to set time aside to walk with God, to lift their name to God, and ask God for his blessing and his safety in their lives. A godly mother prays with purpose. Exodus chapter 2, we get to the next point, point number 2. Jochebed, the mother of Moses, Jochebed was a godly mother who protects with courage. A godly mother protects with courage. Exodus 2 and verse 2 says, and the woman conceived, this is Jochebed, and bare a son. And when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And we'll see why she hid him. And when she could no longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and laid it in the flags by the river's brink. Jochebed was the mother of Moses. She lived in the Old Testament, book of Exodus, in a time, unfortunately, of genocide. Pharaoh, the leader of the nation of Egypt, had ordered all the Hebrew baby boys to be killed. Awful time of genocide. But Jochebed, the mother of Moses, defied fear. She took this baby boy, and instead of turning him over to the authorities or they were searching out, she hid her son for 3 months. Then she built a little ark, a little waterproof basket, and placed him in a river. And this act of faith from Jochebed saved the deliverer of Israel, who was Moses. A mother protects with courage. Last week, when service started, I mentioned that my voice was hoarse from a soccer game that I was helping coach. I'm assistant coach for Travel League Soccer, fourth grade boys, in Dennis, Yarmouth. And last week, it was a close game, and we won, and my voice was weak because I was screaming the whole game. Well, we had a game yesterday, okay? And it was a little rainy out. We were missing some of our better players, and I was yelling as well, not as much, and we lost yesterday. It was unfortunate. Guys didn't hustle that much. But my wife was on the sidelines and across the field, and I could see her chair. And we played a team, and I'm not going to lie, they were kind of jerks. I know they were fourth grade boys, okay, but they were kind of rude, to be honest. And I was like, man, these kids are punks. I have never wanted to just go, you know? And don't tell anybody. I said, this is recorded. I'm going to edit that part out. And I won't say which town they're from, but one of our bridges is named after it. So, you know, now you can do the math, all right? And this one kid he had a mouth on him on the other team. He had a mouth on him. He was shoving other players. He got called a few times, but you could tell he was really good, actually, on the other team. But he had an air about him. Even as a fourth grade kid, I'm like, man, this kid, if they don't get this kid in check now, when he's 16, his parents are going to be struggling. You know, I'm like, this is not good. And all I could think about was like, if I know Marissa well enough, I know she's over there. And God help that child if he does anything to Charlie, who's my fourth grader on the team. Like, she's going to be running across that field, juking people out, and just boom, right in the... I'm like, this is not going to be good. She's a protector. The term is what, mama bear or something like that? I'm like, man, that bear is going to get somebody. I'm like, gee, that kid better be careful. A godly mother protects with courage. And that's what Jochebed did. A godly mother, listen, I know we joke about that kid, but in all seriousness, a godly mother must have the courage to protect her children. What, from an annoying fourth grade soccer player? Not necessarily, but from a godless world. This world and society that we live in, unfortunately, not all the time, but it's some of it's very anti-God. And it's anti-respecting your authority. Listen, a godly mother must protect her children from a godless world. Listen, I have a TV. I got Netflix. I got Disney Plus. I got it all. And guess what? Even on those, there's some great shows and there's some filth, isn't there? There's some garbage. I'm not here to tell you what to watch, what not to watch. I'm just saying, I promise that's not the kind of pastor I am. You better not watch. I'm not saying this. I'm just saying you have the Holy Spirit inside you and you have children that God's given to you as a gift. It's your responsibility. It's my responsibility. Moms, it's your responsibility to raise your children, to protect them, whether it is turning off, saying, you're not going to watch that garbage. That's stupid. No, you're not watching that. Well, why? And listen, I'm not a big because I said so guy. I like to say, hey, here's why. And then at the end, say, and also because I said so. You know what I mean? But we have to protect our children. Maybe it's a friendship that you're like, I don't know how I feel about that. Ask God for wisdom and protect your kid with courage. Maybe it's a spiritual boundary. Maybe it's whatever it is, you have got moms to protect your children. Godly moms take risks to preserve what's right. I would say, and maybe I'm wrong, I would say today, 2025, might be harder to raise kids than ever before. You go back 100 years, oh yeah, sure, the sin still abides all the time and everywhere throughout history. But there seems to be a lot of extra avenues for kids to struggle nowadays. You understand what I'm saying? Does that make sense? A lot of avenues. Guess what? When I was 7, I didn't have a smartphone. They weren't even around yet. My dad had a car phone. Can't do anything stupid on that, really. But nowadays, every kid got kids 9, 10 years old with an iPhone, full access. The devil's a liar. I'm telling you. We have to protect our children. Jochebed's protection led to God's provision. Guess what? When she put Moses in that little ark down the river, Pharaoh's daughter found this baby, this Hebrew baby. And Miriam, who was Jochebed's daughter, Moses' sister, arranged for Jochebed herself to nurse and take care of him. So Jochebed's act of courage to protect her son, God blesses so much that the daughter of Pharaoh found Moses and said, we need to find someone to take care of this baby. And Miriam, who's hiding, she said, I know someone that can take care of that little baby. Went to her mother, Moses' mother, and Moses' mother, Jochebed, got to take care of her child. God honors courageous mothers. God honors courageous mothers. A mom today may not hide her child from Pharaoh, but she fights for their soul in a world pushing lies. A world pushing lies. And you could fill in the blank for whatever lie the world wants to push. You don't need anybody. Do whatever you want. Do whatever your heart tells you to do. You know what the scriptures say? The heart is deceitful above all things and desperate and wicked. Who could know it? I'm not telling my kids, you better follow your heart. No, because guess what? Our heart lies to us. A godly mother fights for the soul of her children in a world pushing lies, pushing rebellion. Whether it maybe it's a mom that won't let her teenage son go to a party or something like that, and the kid gets mad and upset. But I tell you one thing, later on in his life, he may look back and thank his mother for that decision. I look back now, I'm 35, I went to Christian school. I didn't try to go to any parties, but I know a couple times my mom wouldn't let me do something. It bothered me so bad as a teenager. And I was kind of I wasn't a very good rebel. I was kind of bad at it, you know. Plus my dad did not give me many opportunities to be a rebel. But I wasn't good at it. But I look back now and I'm like, you know, even the times that I gave my mom attitude, I can remember them pretty clearly because I know it hurt her feelings. I look back and say, man, she was just looking out for me. And I'm grateful for it. I'm grateful for it. I've thanked her for being strong when everything around her was pushing her to be easy. Godly mothers protect with courage. And lastly is this. I told you we'd be quick today. Lastly is this. Luke 2:19 is about this last point. Mary, who is a godly mother, who ponders with trust. A godly mother ponders with trust. Here's what I mean. Luke 2:19. This is Jesus was born and he grew up, and it says in verse 19, as Jesus grew and waxed strong, scriptures say, Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Mary was the mother of Jesus, and she was chosen for a very holy calling, was she not? Yet her journey was not easy. If you remember correctly, Mary was a virgin that conceived. Scriptures say prophecy was fulfilled. Amazing, miraculous. And guess what? Because of that, she faced public shame, confusion, and obviously later on, unimaginable heartbreak as she witnessed the crucifixion of her own son. Mary did not live an easy life, did she, as a mother? Whatever day it was when Jesus, probably around 30 years old, finally decided to hang up that carpenter's apron and hung it on the hook, knowing he was leaving to begin his earthly ministry, and Jesus knew where it would end. And perhaps even Mary knew where his journey would take him. And that last, maybe that last hug at the house before Jesus began his ministry, and their eyes met, knowing what the future might hold. Jesus was so busy healing and miracles and teaching. And then for it all to culminate at the foot of Golgotha, as Jesus, her son, promised by the angel Gabriel, Emmanuel, God with us, as she kneels by the cross as her son and the blood pours from his hands and feet and from his head, and watches her son and hears him cry, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And I have no doubt that Mary, the mother of Jesus, wanted nothing more than to climb up that cross and take those nails out and carry him down and heal and help his wounds. But she knew she couldn't. The heartbreak Mary must have faced. And through it all, guess what? She didn't argue with God. She trusted. She pondered. She pondered. A godly mother doesn't always understand what God's doing. Think about this. A godly mother doesn't always understand what God is doing, but she trusts him anyway. Whew. She may not always understand, but she trusts him anyway. In seasons of silence, pain or confusion. A godly mother meditates on God's word and reflects on his faithfulness. You may be in a season, mom, of confusion, of silence. God, what are you doing? And I challenge you, ponder with trust. Think about what God said. Meditate on what God has said. He'll never leave you. He won't forsake you. All things work together for good. Draw nigh to him. He'll draw nigh to you. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Meditate on the word of God. And also look back on the times before when he has never let you down. A godly mother ponders with trust. Mary's role as a mother was never about glory. It's about faith. Listen, the mother of God, wow, that's a big deal. The mother of Jesus Christ, it wasn't about glory for her. It's about faithfulness. From the manger to the cross, she stayed by Jesus' side, trusting God's plan, even when her heart was breaking. What an example. What an example. Maybe you're a mom whose child has walked away from God, has walked away from the faith, has walked away maybe even from you. I challenge you, keep praying. Keep believing. Keep trusting. And maybe by the grace of God, like the prodigal son comes home, it'll be your peace in Christ and your prayers that draws them back. Trust. Trust. Proverbs 31 in verse 28 talks about the virtuous woman, and it says, her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Favor is deceitful, beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Hannah shows us the power of purposeful prayer. Jochebed reminds us that courageous protection leads to divine provision, and Mary teaches us that trustful pondering brings peace and eternal reward. Can I remind you of something? Motherhood is not about perfection. It's not about perfection. It's about presence. It's about presence. Being present in prayer. Being present in the fight for your family in a godless world. Being present in trusting God when the path isn't clear. Motherhood is not about perfection. My goodness, you can go on social media for 10 minutes and scroll through the reels and wonder, why can't I be a mom like that? Man, look at all these moms doing all these things with their kids and I can barely keep it together. Listen, that ain't real. That's nice for clicks and likes and shares. Motherhood is not about perfection. It's about presence. It's about you being there. It's about you being here. Making the commitment to say, I'm going to be in the house of God with my kids. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. God is pleased with you. A pastor once said, my mother never held a microphone, but she preached with her life. Her worn out Bible, her gentle voice and her unwavering prayers shaped who I am. And he held up her Bible and he said, this is her legacy. This is her legacy. So to every mother and grandmother, aunt, spiritual mom, keep praying, keep protecting, keep trusting. You are making a difference and that heaven sees, even when the world doesn't. And for every child here, we all have a mom, if they're with us or not, but child and husbands here whose wife is the mother of your children, rise up and bless her. Rise up and bless her. Let her know that she is not taken for granted. God is using her faith in ways that you may not even see yet. And as we close today, I want to read something, and then we'll pray. We'll be dismissed in just a few moments. Today we pause as a church family to honor the beautiful and sometimes complicated journey of motherhood. To the mothers who have raised children with love and grace. To the adoptive mothers who have chosen to love a child as their own. To the foster mothers who have opened their homes and hearts. To the mothers who have lost a child, whether through tragedy or miscarriage, you are not forgotten. Your child's life mattered and your love endures. To the women who longed to be mothers and are still waiting, or whose prayers were met with painful silence, God sees you. God loves you, and God walks with you. To the mothers of wayward children who still pray and weep at night, may you be reminded that God's arm is not shortened and His grace never fails. To the mother figures, grandmothers, aunts, teachers, mentors, spiritual mothers, those who have stood in the gap to nurture and guide others, we thank you. And to those whose mothers have gone on to heaven, we join you in remembering them with love and gratitude. On this day, on this Mother's Day, whether your heart is full of joy or heavy with grief, know this, you are deeply loved by God. Isaiah 66:13 says, "As one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you." We celebrate you. We honor you. And we pray God's richest blessings over you. Thank you again for listening to the Coastline Baptist Church podcast. We hope the message was an encouragement to your heart. Please connect with us through our website, coastlinecc.org, or on Facebook or Instagram. Send us a message, send us an email, and we'd love to connect with you. We'd also love if you could visit us for a Sunday morning service. You can find our address on our website, and our services start at 10 a.m. Our mission at Coastline is simply this: to know Jesus deeply and to show Jesus daily. I hope that we've helped you do that in your life today. Thanks again, and we'll see you next week.